Dear listeners, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. And yes, it's 2 weeks in a row with two midweek miracle episodes. I think I'm on a little bit of a roll. Well, this episode, I'm introducing you to Rebecca Silence, who is a self-healing and relationship expert. But she's so much more than that, as most of us are. She's changing lives, she's redefining family happiness, and she's an award-winning author, coach, and media personality. And Rebecca has a really powerful story. She grew up in an alcoholic and abusive home. And, you know, as with most of us who grew up in homes that are challenging, she thought that the more she stayed silent and took it, the less the abuse would occur. But, you know, she grew out of that home. She grew up. She became an adult. And she just felt that there had to be a better way of being in the world. Instead of being frozen and keeping herself small, Rebecca really felt that there had to be a way to climb out of what she'd been conditioned into. And we talk about that in this podcast episode. So for those of you that are sensitive to the subject of child abuse, to the subject of being harmed when young, there is a trigger warning for this episode. Please take care of your hearts. Now, it's always a good thing to hear from someone who has survived, who is thriving, who's created a life of radiance, of gratitude, of helping others to rise up out of what they've been conditioned into. And really, that's what Rebecca is and what she's doing. She is telling all of us, teaching all of us how to thrive, how to be alive in this world, and how to rise up out of childhoods that may have been challenging. So let's get on in. Let's dig in. Let's dive on in. Here's my interview with Rebecca Silence.
And then I get diagnosed. And the reason I found out was because I was coaching a plastic surgeon and his wife. And they were like, Rebecca, you saved our marriage. You're saving our family. We're so grateful for you. We know we're here for you to help us. But this thing on your arm doesn't look right. Come into the office at 7 a.m. tomorrow and let us take it off. So I go into the office at 7 a.m. the next day. They take this thing and I know nothing about skin cancer. While I was pregnant, it changed, it grew. I didn't know malignant melanoma. So long story short, it had already spread. It was in my lymph nodes. It was the most aggressive melanoma that you could have. God with me, and I was a good little Catholic girl, literally an altar girl, literally carrying a candle as big as I was, you know, down, you know, up to the altar every single Sunday, carrying the light, carrying the torch, good little girl. But I didn't have my own personal relationship with God and Source really until it started with this breakthrough. Wait a minute, God's always been with me, and my body's been with me, and my body is my access point to God. That's what I got. Didn't know that really before this breakthrough moment, which was 2 months before I got diagnosed with cancer and given a 5% chance to live while I was pregnant. And thank freaking God, literally and metaphorically, for that breakthrough right before the diagnosis, because cancer became my ultimate seminar, where I got to meet myself, surrender, and become someone who had access to God only 24/7. And my life has become a co-creation with God ever since. I only had a 5% chance to live. And here I am.
Okay. I mean, you rarely hear of people who discover they have cancer while they are pregnant. How did you even figure out that you had cancer?
Yeah. Well, and that is quite a conversation because I had no symptoms and my life was like my dream come true. So I had gotten out of the domestic violence marriage, became a single mother that figured it out with a two-year-old, working three jobs, going bankrupt, foreclosing on the house. I mean, I knew if I left my husband, I was going to be on my own. And I was. He signed his rights away. And it was just me and this beautiful little girl. And I did not know I could do it, but I was unwilling not to figure it out, right? So by the time I got diagnosed with cancer, I thought I had beat my past because I got married again. I had a thriving business. You know, I was on the radio talking to hundreds of thousands of people every single week. 14 years later, I'm still on the radio in New York doing this, right? But cancer just felt so mean because I felt fine. And I really thought all this achievement meant I had outplayed, you know, beat my past. And then I get diagnosed. And the reason I found out was because I was coaching a plastic surgeon and his wife. And they were like, Rebecca, you saved our marriage. You're saving our family. We're so grateful for you. We know we're here for you to help us, but this thing on your arm doesn't look right. Come into the office at 7 a.m. tomorrow and let us take it off. So I go into the office at 7 a.m. the next day. They take this thing and I know nothing about skin cancer. I was 34 years old. There's no family history of cancer. There's no symptoms going on in me. There is this little mole on my arm that I had already asked my primary doctor to refer me to a dermatologist about. And he said, no, we'd watch and wait. While I was pregnant, it changed. It grew. I didn't know malignant melanoma is like cells that are, it's like a glacier, you know, like you only see above the surface and then there's all this. So long story short, it had already spread. It was in my lymph nodes. It was the most aggressive melanoma that you could have, but they couldn't stage me officially until the baby was out. And it was a ride, but that's how I found out.
Oh my God. So they couldn't tell you what stage you were
until the baby was out.
Now, why is that?
Because they inject radioactive dye into your system to stage you. So they can't do that while there's a baby and they can't do the scans. And to your point, they don't really know what to do with a young, seemingly healthy woman who's pregnant when it comes to cancer, you know? So I had this major surgery. The cancer was on my arm here. So they cut from my elbow, you know, all the way up to my shoulder, down to the bone, took all these margins, and then took the baby out when I was 38 weeks pregnant. And 3 weeks later, did the staging of testing my lymph nodes, found cancer immediately. 2 weeks later, took all my lymph nodes. I've had 21 surgeries, and it was a ride. And my body never had time to heal from one surgery to the next. Then we started chemo, which that's a whole other Oprah, because the chemo, thank God for my ability to have a healed relationship with my body so I could access divine guidance. Because without that, I ended up quitting chemo, all against medical advice, because I ended up with drop foot. All the nerves were dying down my right leg and I literally couldn't use my leg. And I lost the arch in my foot. My toes were pointed like a ballerina with no arch. You couldn't move my foot. The first physical therapist that I saw said, you're like a kid with cerebral palsy. You're never going to be able to walk again. So I fired her. But you know, and I would never suggest to anybody listening, quit chemo if you have cancer. But what I want you to hear from my story is A, high functioning unhappiness is not meant to be your life. You silent is not meant to be your life. And your ability to access your own spirit and the highest version of you and source whatever that is for you means you never have to figure anything out ever again. You never have to feel stress or pressure ever again. And you can trust yourself when you're connected to your own spirit and divine guidance. And I trusted myself and I followed the guidance and I really wasn't experiencing trauma while I went through cancer because the healed me was in charge of the mission called my life by the time I got diagnosed with cancer. And I would have never graduated myself from alignment not mattering, achievement mattering, if I hadn't gone through it.
All right, dear listeners, I hope you appreciated meeting Rebecca and hearing her story, one of tragedy, which ultimately results in triumph. I think we need to hear stories from people who have survived, people who are thriving now, people who are making the world their own. Rebecca is certainly an example of what bravery looks like, what steadfastness looks like, and what it looks like to never give up on yourself. And let's not forget that she's an author as well. We talked about it a little bit in the episode, but her book, Coming Back to Life, A Roadmap to Healing from Pain to Create the Life You Want. Well, there will be a link in the show notes so you can check it out and buy your own copy. As I said in the interview, I love maps. I love following maps, and I love having the adventure that maps kind of urge us to go on. So I think it would be really good for each and every one of us to check this book out. Check out Rebecca, because there will be a link in the show notes to her website as well. She's kind of unstoppable. And for me, she models being out in the world with integrity, authenticity, and grace. And here's your weekly reminder about the YouTube channel. Please do. If you want to see my guests in real life, if you want to see them tell their own miracle stories, head on over to the YouTube channel and take a gander. And remember, ratings and reviews are where it's at. So wherever you listen to the podcast, please do consider leaving a little rating or writing a little review. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Rebecca. Be bold in this life. Be brave in this life. Let your light shine. Rebecca is out there blazing a trail for all of us to follow, to inhabit this life with our large selves, to do it without shame, to be brave in this world without being scared, to really show others who we are. Give yourself permission like Rebecca. I want to see all your bright, shining faces, all the lights that are within you. I want to see them blazing brightly, shining out a way and shining out a path that all of us, and that means all of us, can follow.